Once news of the vote reached protesters outside the building, they began demanding that police open the doors. Eventually, officers decided to open the building and do their best to keep the protests safe and nonviolent. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld spoke to the crowd packed into the rotunda and filling two floors above him. He said the procedural move the Republican senators used to pass the bill, while Senate Democrats remained in Illinois, proved that union protests were justified.
I think they helped us by helping us explain what this was all about all along. It was never about the budget. It was about silencing your voice.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says the decision to split the bill and vote on non-fiscal items was a legal and necessary step for Republicans to take because negotiations with the absent Senate Democrats had broken down. Before heading into the Capitol last night, Madison High School teacher Bruce Lukey said he's ready to testify at upcoming hearings on the biennial budget that cuts $900 million out of state education funding.
I'm going to be polite, and I'm going to be pointing, and the words are going to be greed, bigotry, violence against democracy, and then I'm going on for 2 minutes. And if they don't like it and tell me to shut up, wait till they hear what I have to say.
Meanwhile, citizens on both sides of the debate continue to gather signatures on petitions to recall Governor Walker, the 8 Senate Republicans, and 12 of the 14 Senate Democrats who left the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.